There are 9 days to go to the general election when you will decide who the next government here is. Let's talk to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, how would you characterise the campaign so far?
Well, this is the general election campaign, which is yet to roar into life, really. There's been an awful lot of activity, but as a campaign, it simply hasn't caught fire. And the issues we're talking about before the campaign, like housing and health, remain the issues which are being discussed. And there isn't something new, like in 2020, the last general election campaign, pensions suddenly blazed across the sky and became the issue which all politicians need to be able to talk about and have a policy on. And what the candidates are telling me is that the cost of living is maybe coming up a little bit more than expected. They knew it would, but a bit more. And the issue of migration is coming up less than expected. But to answer you directly, we don't really have a single issue and something which puts everything else into the shade just yet.
Not yet anyway. And who knows, it might never get to that point. What mood is there among the electorate? Are they engaged with it, or is there a mood of apathy at the moment?
No, I don't think it's apathy. People are engaged. I think even if you looked at the figures for the upfront debate with Katie Hannon, 950,000 people tuned in for at least a minute or more. An average of 460,000 people watched the 2 hours or 2 hours, 20 minutes of the programme. So people are locking in. They are beginning to engage with the election. They are considering their options. And yes, it just seems to be a little bit flatter maybe than previous campaigns that would have covered.
Are all the manifestos out yet?
No, we still have one more to come, and that will be Aintu. That is due out tomorrow, and once that's published, then we can, to a large extent, be able to compare and contrast what the parties are promising to do and how they're going to pay for that. I mean, to a certain extent, sometimes different parties calculate the cost of their plans differently, so it isn't just a case of doing a direct comparison, but we should know an awful lot. And I think after that, then people will be listening to politicians really getting into the nitty-gritty about, you know, whether a policy is effective or not, or is going to reliant on an income which just the state isn't going to get. Those types of arguments.
Yeah. Our economics and public affairs correspondent, David Murphy, he'll be here a bit later in the programme, and he's analysing the promises on tax made in the various manifestos to date. So that's coming up on the programme before nine. In relation to John McGahan, the Fine Gael candidate in Louth, he was found by a civil court to have been 65% liable for an assault in 2018. He was cleared in a criminal court. Is the party actively campaigning for him in Louth, Paul?
They are certainly behind him. And they are, the party is just basically, you know, right from the top, from the Fine Gael leader, Simon Harris, all the way down. They're saying he is their candidate. He is on taken to the field, and they are behind him. And I think to a certain extent, I don't see that's going to change. I mean, the opportunity for them to take his name off the ballot passed on Monday. So the senator's name will be on the ballot paper on Friday week when people go to polling. That's the way it is. I think to a certain extent, this has been a running sore for Fine Gael, and the story's been running for 4 days since a Sunday newspaper published pictures of the victim of that assault. And I think to a certain extent, it will continue to be a story within the campaign until such a time as Senator McGahan talks to the media and replies to some of those strong, stinging criticisms levelled by both the Fianna Fáil leader and the Sinn Féin leader. But as yet, he's showing no sign of wanting to talk to anyone.
And I hear what you're saying about the timings in terms of deselecting. It's not unprecedented for Fine Gael to deselect. They deselected Verona Murphy in Wexford ahead of the 2020 election, and they still have another candidate in Louth.
They do, so they've got a running mate. But as I said, like the deadline for withdrawing on nominations was Monday, just gone, and before that, the deadline for adding a new candidate was Saturday. So no matter what, the senator's name will be on the ballot paper. I think, you know, they could, if they should so choose, to say, please back his running mate, but that's not going to happen. Mm.
The cabinet is meeting today. Will it be a quick one to allow them back onto the campaign?
I don't think they'll be dallying too long. The Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Green ministers will gather around the cabinet table around 9:30. No big decisions to be taken, given that we're in an election campaign. As I understand it, the Taoiseach Simon Harris will brief his ministerial colleagues on his phone conversation with incoming US President Donald Trump, his recent meetings with EU leaders in Hungary, and also to how to guard Ireland's economic security amid global instability. One decision will be brought by the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, informing ministers how 5 members of the Defence Forces will serve with the UN authorised mission in Bosnia and Herzegovina. So I think it will be fairly quick. I mean, I'm calling it the last cabinet meeting. It does slip into a caretaker role once the general election is over and a new government is being formed. So the self-same ministers will come around again to do the job of a cabinet until a new government is formed.
Paul, thank you very much indeed. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.